You have now arrived in front of St. Peter's Catholic Church, the first Roman Catholic parish in New York. Established in 1785 on the site it now occupies, the original church was built 2 years after the end of the American Revolution. The House of Worship was built on land that was owned by Trinity Church, another stop on our tour, located 5 blocks south from here. Old St. Peter's Church was used for worship until 1836, when a portion of the ceiling gave way and the parish made plans to build a new and larger church to accommodate the increasing number of members. By this time, the congregation had grown so much, many churchgoers had to stand outside during Mass. The present church exterior was completed in 1840 and was ultimately declared a landmark by federal, state, and city governments. St. Peter's made history in 1800 by establishing the first free Catholic school in New York State. At the time, no public school existed in New York City, and this free school offered a primary education, core subjects of a secondary school, and Catholic doctrine and Bible history. One of the earliest teachers was Elizabeth Ann Seton. She became a parishioner of St. Peter's and later became the first native citizen of the United States to be elevated into sainthood. In 1805, the school had 500 students. By 1874, the school expanded and the register reached its highest point with over 1,800 students. Unfortunately, the school ultimately closed after 140 years of continuous service in 1940. As the neighborhood changed and housed fewer residents, the school could not keep up with the mounting costs. The current St. Peter's Church was built in 1834 by the architects John R. Haggerty and Thomas Thomas. Among its most important characteristics is an outstanding example of Greek Revival architecture that closely follows the tradition of the classic architectural styles of ancient Greece and Rome. The extreme simplicity of the smooth masonry walls and 6 Ionic columns present a temple-form building. Over the main altar inside is the Crucifixion, painted by the Mexican artist Jose Vallejo. The stained glass windows were created in the rich Renaissance tradition of brilliant flowing color for medallions and figures, against a delicate, luminous background of gold and white. If you would like, it's worth a quick detour to see the beauty from inside as well. There are restored and refinished wooden pews made from trees that grew along the Hudson River installed in 1840. In the sanctuary, an inscription was added post 9/11. The Latin message in gold leaf tall letters translates to, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." The church was integral during rescue and recovery operations after the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center towers on September 11, 2001. The world recognized World Trade Center cross, a sign of hope for all the world to see in the wreckage of the buildings, was displayed outside St. Peter's on Church Street until it was moved to the 9/11 Memorial. A new custom cross, commissioned to stand in its place, was installed on August 11, 2011, to represent the resurrection and resiliency of the neighborhood.